At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Morenci and I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead, Ken Stewart. So is Dave Sharapan. As the countdown to the National Football League draft is on, and there's more movement than a dance floor right now. And especially if Cam Stewart's on that dance floor, if you've seen him shake and bake it. On the dance floors of Las Vegas, Nevada, like I have in the past. Cam can get it on. So Dave Sharapan with us in the 6 and 7 o'clock hours this evening. Joe Lisi is going to join us in a couple of minutes, and then Joe will be back at 8 o'clock. We have a great lineup and a great panel this evening. Joe Lisi, Mike Blewett, Rich Sermonello will be handling the draft duties live. We'll break it down, leading you into the draft, and I'll be back at midnight tonight to break it all down. Main theme of the day, besides how good I look, is the fact that Trey Lance, is now minus 200 to be the third overall pick. Minus 200.
Talk
about a shake and bake. How you doing, Cam? How you doing, Dave? What's going on? Let's rock and roll. What's up, Cam?
Oh, I'm doing great, Gabe. But nice to see Dave. We get him for a couple hours tonight. It's fantastic. You do look great. Nice blazer. You're looking good. Me, I'm just using one of my three golf shirts that I have in rotation. Nothing's changed. As for Dave, one of his hats has changed. He's wearing the Blue Jays tonight.
Hey!
Represent. Hey!
Figured for an NFL draft night. You would... you'd be wearing a Pittsburgh Steeler hat.
Yeah. No?
Nah. Nah.
Not a Steeler fan? Remember, we
no, are. No, I am. I wore it yesterday. On, hey, I can't wear it two years in a row.
We are on radio, Dave, remember, so shaking your head doesn't work.
I apologize. I got thrown into this first hour. Yeah. I forgot what we were doing. You got a blazer on. You look fantastic. I've been sitting here just like watching, not knowing when to jump in, when not to jump in. And I have no idea who's going third. But apparently, I guess this guy's going third. Is this really happening?
I hope it is, because we've been predicting that it is the whole time. But I don't know. I think the books just are taking money on everything and are just laughing and saying no one really knows. But why? How can it be? It's insane. I mean, how can it be that Mac Jones was minus 310 yesterday at this time when we were talking to be the third overall pick? Trey Lance got all the way up to plus 370. Trey Lance is now minus 200, Cam. Minus 200.
What's That's Mac nuts. Jones at that price now?
Mac Jones.
Know his price.
Mac Jones is now.
Is he a plus?
If he's plus 160 plus, now.
Oh, it's
plus 160.
You guys have been, so that's what been saying it for a week. That's a huge swing. And the day of the draft money, that trumps all for me. I've been in a book and I see guys come in to make these plays. Somebody knows something. He's getting drafted number three, Gabe. You're going to look like a genius.
Hey, make some
money. Damn right I am. Shout out to our band, radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with Cam Stewart, Dave Sharapan in the house. The countdown to the National Football League draft is on. And of course, there's not a lot of drama as far as the first pick is concerned. Everybody is assumed. And I got to tell you, Zach Wilson had the smoothest, cleanest ride out of any kid in the history of the NFL draft before. I didn't even know if they interviewed him. I think, oh, no, no, he's going second.
It's like, a good point.
Like, I know what color underwear Justin Fields wears, but do we know anything about Zach Wilson? I haven't seen one, like, you know what? Like, in high school, this and that, and, like,
he wasn't
nothing.
Very nice to it's that, like that neighborhood dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's like the kid arrived from another planet, and he has no history. He's just a good Mormon blonde kid, Cam. It's all you need to know. This kid's going to get lit up, and I'm just waiting for this pick to be official, and I'm going to hammer. Sorry, Fireman Ed. Your Jets are going to suck, all right? And I'll tell you what. Sam Darnold's 10 times better than this kid from BYU. You got in with Sam Darnold for this kid? Have fun with that. If I'm the Jets, I shake everything up and take Justin Fields.
That'd be interesting.
That can happen.
But I can't even believe what's happened with this Aaron Rodgers stuff today, too. It just happens just hours before the draft.
Talk about it.
You don't want to talk
about Monday Night Raw stuff. It's garbage. It's garbage. Adam Schefter is trying to distract from people from saying that Mac Jones is going to be the third pick for the last 2 months. Number two, so if Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled, so what? He waited until the day of the draft to tell ESPN before? He never said, hey, by the way, I'm getting out of here, so trade me before the draft. It's a pile of crap. I mean, it's like Monday Night Raw has more credence than this. Dave, I tweeted, I expect better than Schefter from him. Then what kind of crap is that?
I totally agree with you, Gabe, and it's just one of those things that, like, I mean, when we're sitting in the book and we hear that, you know, oh, well, don't adjust anything. You have to weigh the whole where the message came from, when the message came, and I'm 100% with you. It's a pile of squadouche. There ain't nothing to it. Nothing at all.
I'm not buying into this. So, like, if he was so disgruntled, Cam, why wouldn't he have told them?
Exactly.
So he's gonna. He called Davante Adams and said, "I'm out of here, but don't tell the coach and GM I said that." Come on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we are live. The countdown of the National Football League Draft is on. We'll get you caught up to date with all the numbers, line moves, the plays that we made as well. We've had a pretty eventful day so far today. I woke up. I was all fired up for the draft. I just wanted to go check my mail. And next thing you knew, it turned into an hour adventure with an elevator. I had like full all out, like I've got some rage issues, I think, as well. But that's nevertheless, I could go on, but we've got the draft to get to. So I don't even know where to start. There's so much going on here. So let's start off. Number one pick, 5 million to 1, whatever. So we know about Trevor Lawrence. The number two pick, and we were discussing it at camp. It seems as though, like you said, they're locked in. I don't know. The media is locked in. But, like, we haven't heard. There's been no talk. There's been no talk of the Jets. There's been no talk of Zach Wilson. No one's like I said, we already know what's good about these players. So then you start to look, all right, so I see this, but what are the negatives about the guy? Doesn't seem to me like Zach Wilson ever really looked under the hood too much and it brought up. The kid had one good year. He's injury prone, and he had one good year with BYU when they played cupcakes, absolute cupcakes. And somehow he's been anointed, but people don't like the way Justin Fields played one game against Northwestern.
Who's got a great
defense. I like how this has worked.
22 guys on COVID. 22 guys all started out. Like, you know, that doesn't matter. Go ahead.
So we could get into who's going to be a stud and who isn't. It doesn't matter. We'll have that conversation after the draft. But I'm not buying into Zach Wilson. I don't think he's going to be good with the Jets. Maybe he could be good with another team. I think it's a disaster. You're taking a kid that's never left Utah, Provo, Utah, And not everyone that goes to BYU is like, was a Mormon going in and was hardcore. He is. Like, this is, it's almost like that show. Okay, remember that reality TV show? They took those kids away from their carriages and stuff, and they moved them to Miami.
Yeah, he went to New York City, and he did some meth, and he almost died in New York. It's like, please take me back to the compound.
Yeah, the Amish.
Yeah, I remember.
The Amish.
Amish.
Next thing you know, the girl's Amish doing porn wild. And stuff. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
The guy's like riding a horse and buggy with a girl with a bonnet on. Next thing you know, he's at a club at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's in a ditch. He didn't know what's happening. Easy pills, man. They're pretty strong.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like Zach Wilson. Now you're dropping this kid at the Meadowlands with Meadowlands Lindsay and Callaway. He's never seen a guy like Callaway.
Welcome. You're not in Utah anymore, son. You're not in Utah anymore.
And I love it. I love it too. This dumb kid probably thinks he's going to New York. You'll never see New York City, kid. You're going to the Meadowlands, son. You're going to the Meadowlands. You're going where Jimmy Hoffa's buried, all right? Like, where it's always dark and gray, and it rains more in New Jersey just over the Meadowlands than it does in Seattle. I'm telling you, there's like, it's just constant rain. The kid, like, he doesn't know what he's in for. Like, oh, I'm dead serious. Like, he probably thinks, oh, the New York Jets, this is going to be cool. I'm going to be in New York. Number one, you'll never be in New York. You don't play in New York. You play in New Jersey. Your practice facility isn't even New York. You will live in New Jersey. You will pay Jersey tax. You will never be. The whole Broadway Joe stuff, at least they played. At least they played in Shea Stadium. These guys, you're playing in New Jersey. People think Odell Beckham out on the Manhattan scene. Odell Beckham used to go to a strip club across the street from me in Weehawken, in New Jersey, guys. All right? Every time you see pictures of the Giants, remember Eli Manning, Daniel Jones drinking, Daniel Jones getting drunk after win. Where is it always? Hoboken, New Jersey. So Zach Wilson, welcome to New Jersey, kid. Have fun. So I can't wait for Lisi's take on this. But all right, so third overall pick, Trey Lance -200 right now. Step up and place your bets, people, at FanDuel if you want in. Mac Jones, +160. Justin Fields, +650. I'm sticking to my guns. Let's throw it around the table. And Joe's ready to go, actually. It's my bad. I can't tell who's ready to and who's not. I'm sorry, Lisi. I have a stupid green room. I thought like
he's in the green room. Hey, guys, I think I'm in the wrong section. This is section 320. I think I'm in the front row over here. I'm going, he doesn't know I'm hanging out. That's all right. I got to be on air in about an hour. I'm dying to take a shower here, guys. But, you know, jumping at the bit, guys.
Who's the third pick, Lance?
Doesn't get better than this.
Who's the third pick? Who's the third pick, Lisi? Who's the third pick? Trey Lance, Mac Jones, Justin Fields.
You know, with the rumors of Jimmy Graps being traded, I think the only plug and play could be Mac Jones for them. I don't think they could roll the dice with Trey Lance. I know the intangibles, but we killed Dwayne Haskins for 1 year in Columbus where he threw 50 touchdown passes. No GM or scout is worried about Trey Lance. 66% completion percentage, didn't play in a big game, played for the Alabama, the FCS level, and all of a sudden we're going to anoint him the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. Come on. I'm not buying it. He's a raw wonder. He's a raw Baker Mayfield. If we're taking and talking about Justin Fields and Trey Lance, apples to apples, Justin Fields is head and shoulders above where Trey Lance is. He'd be my pick, but I think it will be Mac Jones tonight, guys.
Wouldn't it be apples to oranges then? If they're the same, apples to apples. Apples to oranges.
Apples to tomato,
apples.
Tomato, whatever.
Fruit. Sorry, I'm just saying. Yeah. It's like Cam saying he's as cool as the other pillow. He's as cool as the other pillow. The other side of the pillow.
I know, but I like cold as the other pillow.
Can I ask Lisi a question while we have him? So, Lisi, who has the most chance of success with the Jets? If they take, I can't believe they're going to take him, but if they're going to take Zach Wilson, with a new coach, a defensive coach, you're going to throw Zach Wilson in there. That's crazy. Fields got to be the guy, I think, that looks like the most ready. There sounds like they're not going to do that. And we know the success of NFL quarterbacks is dependent as much upon their ability as it is the coach they go to, the system they go to, and whether the team has a defense. And you're in New York, you're a Jet, you know the Jets, they don't have any of it. What are they doing?
Right. Well, I'll say this for the sake of the show, Dave and Gabe and Cam. No, I'm a Dolphin fan, so I want the Jets to take Zach Wilson without a doubt because I don't like him in terms of, you know, his progression. I think they can get more success out of Sam Darnold. And Gabe is right. Let's talk about the body of work in 2019 when he threw two pick sixes to start the year against Utah, didn't beat his arch rival in three straight years. The toughest game that he played last year was Coastal Carolina, had them in a position to win, couldn't put that ball game out. When he's pressured, right, and then they force him out of the pocket, he stares down receivers, and his safety blanket is a la Carson Wentz, the tight end, and Matt Bushman. That's not going to be there in the NFL, as we know, with the progression.
How come nobody's talking crap about this guy? How come he's a locket number two then? This is ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous.
They love him. Okay. And here's the thing, Cam. You know this as well as anybody. BYU's kids are 2 and 3 years older. They're more mature. He's not going to have that much time in the NFL. They're going to pressure him. And I'll go on record right now. Any NFL team, I'm the GM. I'll be the Theo Epstein. I'll get more production out of any club. If you hire me, I'll do it for $1 million less.
Look at the BYU quarterbacks. It's like Jim McMahon. What about Beck's beard? John Beck was horrible. Taysom Hill's a gadget quarterback. Tell me the last BYU quarterback terrible. That's done anything. The Detmers. Can we
exactly.
go on?
Yeah, I know. And everybody's anointing Taysom Hill. Back in BYU with Ty Detmers, the offensive coordinator, he completed 56% of his passes. Absolute joke.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I agree completely as far as Zach Wilson. And as I stated, I'm just waiting for this pick to be official. And then I'm going to hammer the Jets under 6.5 wins this year. Yes. They're going to go 6-11, not 6-10. 6-11, remember. Add another game. So stupid. Stupid. All right, more draft talk on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. Our National Football League draft continues as well. And I apologize to Joe Lisi. Left him hanging in the green room. Joe's already. And you know what? Props to you, Joe. I give you props, actually, because you know what? I was even going to tell you, but you know, I've had quite a crazy day today. I didn't get a chance to send a message. I said, we'll get you in and out fast. I know you're coming on. You're going to be doing the stuff. And, you know, a lot of people would have said, well, no, I can't come on today because I'm doing 3 hours after of the draft. At 8 o'clock. So bravo to Joe Lisi, Cam. Like I said, we're not going to name names, but there's a lot of star people out there who would say, well, I got a show to do after. I'm not. Joe loves talking football and he's ready to go, though. We appreciate it, Joe. You're hardcore. So, and I'll be joining Lisi and everybody at about 11, 12 Eastern tonight after the Bills selection, estimated time or so. So, Lisi, you know, I'm sick of everybody like following. Oh, I saw the media said this, and I saw that, and all this, and blah blah. I hate all that stuff. And I liked your boldness in our Sports Grid mock draft with your fourth overall pick, in which so Kyle Pitts right now to be the fourth overall pick is -390. I'm not sure he's going to be the fourth overall pick, guys, and I love him. I think the Falcons are going to shake things up and take Sewell. I think they're going to go smart and take Sewell. And this is where it's going to get fun because then the Bengals are going to be like, oh, my God, is Jamar Chase is Burrow's buddy, but Kyle Pitts is better. We got to go Pitts and then Jamar Chase to your Miami Dolphins, Joe. But tell us who you took in the Sports Grid mock draft. And I've got his number up here right now. Did you bet it? Because it's a big number, Lisi. Big number. Who do you got going fourth overall?
Patrick Surtain, guys. Now, let's keep in mind, with the mock draft, you could not trade out. So you had to stick with the pick. I'm not wasting a top four pick on a tight end. And I said it before, Darren Waller, Rob Tonyan, Kelsey Kittle. You look at Mark Andrews, Logan Thomas, free agents or late round picks. That's number one. And everybody wants offense for Atlanta. Dead last in the NFL last year, allowed 293 passing yards per game. Do you want to continue to lose games 35-31? That's why I took Patrick Surtain. If you want to help your club, he's going to be an 8 to 10 year starter in the NFL.
He's 60-1 right now, Cam. 60-1, fourth overall.
Gabe, I'm not like you because I got murdered last night on the ice, so I've made one bet, a big one. That's my only bet I've made on the draft. One bet, huge money.
Surtain, under 10.5.
Yep, that's my bet.
Keep an eye out for this.
That is, I'm like, all my chips are in blackjack, doubling down. Surtain under 10.5. That's my play.
If you want a wild card, guys. And FanDuel has done a fantastic job in terms of the top four exact order. You have Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, and Patrick Surtain at 14,000 for every 100.
Oh. I could really use that cake. Yeah,
that's
nice,
but
nice number.
I think there's a better chance that Surtain goes to Atlanta than Jones. I don't think Jones is the pick. And how about this? What do you think the possibilities are that the first, Joe, I'll throw it to you. What do you think the first four players are quarterbacks? So first three quarterbacks, and then either Atlanta says, you know what? Justin Fields, guys, is from Atlanta.
Yeah.
He's from there. Mm-hmm. You get this hometown kid.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean? Or does someone trade up? And let's say San Francisco is stupid and they take Mac Jones third overall. And somebody else goes, oh, my God, we got Justin Fields and Trey Lance there. We're not waiting to 12. We're not waiting to 14, whatever. Somebody pulls the trigger and moves up. It is the draft. There's always trades, guys. We just don't know who it's going to be.
Right, and it could be New England. I mean, if you're looking for a comp of basically Justin Fields, he's a more athletic Cam Newton. I think he's leaner.
Yeah.
He's more.
Say that, Joe. You're a Dolphins fan. We don't want that. We don't want that.
Wait a second. Cam Newton, 2010, circa, you know, national champion that just took the world by fire. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I understand where he is right now, but New England could be that player. And let's not forget, he's from Atlanta, also played at Georgia, Gabe. Played between the hedges for Kirby Smart. The offensive scheme didn't fit his skill set, and that's why he transferred to Columbus with Ryan Day.
Interesting.
Do you guys remember Dan Marino from Pitt? And the Steelers had an opportunity to draft Dan Marino and did not do it. And they paid for it for years. It was the Cliff Stout years, the Mark Malone years. It was a total disaster. And Marino dropped all the way down to the 27th pick to the Dolphins. Yeah. Obviously, Fields isn't going to drop that far down. But you talk about taking a hometown kid. This will re-energize the Falcons if they do this. But what if the Falcons trade the pick? I think they're creating a market for this. Like, we could take him if we want to, but because they're deflecting the tight end talk. I don't think, like, the media is pushing the tight end, but Joe said it best. How do you draft a tight end with the fourth overall pick?
He's not a tight end.
He's a hybrid.
He's Kyle Pitts.
He's Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys something. The Bears have to make a move up. You can't legitimately say we're going with the Red Rocket as our starting quarterback. You don't think these guys have pressure right now? People are ready to snap. Yeah. Trust me. I got red hair. I know. Andy Dalton, it's not good, buddy. Like, it's not happening.
Yes.
You got to do something, Chicago. Hey. Find a way.
My bold prediction is Mac Jones falls into the teens and falls backwards. He doesn't go third overall. He's not going, whatever. And then boom. We got to be bold here. So I'm throwing something out here. Minnesota Vikings. Perfect replacement for Kirk Cousins, Mac Jones.
It actually makes sense.
Does.
You know?
New England a lot of stuff to say about
that. I'm just sort of thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Dalvin Cook.
Kirk Cousins. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying, you know, like your Cousins coming to the end of his contract here. You're not re-upping with this guy. It hasn't worked. You're paying him a lot of money.
Exactly.
Mac Jones is as good as Kirk Cousins is right now. So for me,
he'll be better in primetime games too.
All right. So, you know what? This is crazy, man. I got to get this in as a little piece. I'm going to say Penei Sewell to the Falcons. Because, Joe, yeah. I somewhat would agree with you. I don't – Dimitrov's not there anymore, man. The guy from Winnipeg came, the Blue Bombers old guy. Dimitrov.
Very smart guy.
Richard Garner's buddy. Yeah, but he was flashy. More offense. There's a new sheriff in town. I think they say, you know what? Sewell's the best player here for us. We got to protect Matt Ryan. You already have Julio Jones. You already have Calvin Ridley. Get a running back. Get Sewell and get a running back if you're Atlanta after in a second or third round. Now you're talking. And start working on that defense as well. But it's not crazy to me that Sewell goes fourth overall at 19. Cam, who do you have going fourth overall?
Fourth overall, that is I got personally. If you're Atlanta, I think you have to go with Justin Fields. If he's there at four, I think you take him. I think that I know we talked about Matt Ryan in that situation. It's over, Gabe. The thing is, I know he's got a couple years. You got to protect him, but I don't like what I've seen with the arm strength gone down. This team, sure, they score 25 points a game, but you see the Falcons. It's a train wreck. This guy's like a great player at the end of his rope. You have to think about the future. Hometown kid. Re-energized. I know Joe's right, though. They need a lot of help on the defensive side of the ball. Surtain would be great there, but I think if you want to make a splash, that's exactly what you do. You have to build for the future. Matt Ryan has one good year left in him, in my opinion.
It's never happened before, Dave. And Dan Marino, the reason that you know, I don't have to tell you, I love that team. Dan Marino, Hugh Green. Remember Hugh Green, Lisi?
Oh,
Hugh Green. You know, it was Pittsburgh Panthers. Love that college football era. Todd Blackledge. Penn State, Herschel Walker. They remember the Sugar Bowl, Dave? I have to tell you, right? Being a Penn State guy, that was like the coming out party of college football when college football really started to get big. But it's never happened before, guys, where the first four players drafted in the draft were quarterbacks, Dave. Mm-hmm. Plus 650. That's what FanDuel has it at. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields in that order is plus 650. I want more, Cam. I want more.
I need more, too. I agree.
It's never happened before.
No, I agree. Like at Stuart Morenci Sportsbook, that's enough. A smooth 12-1. Like you got to give me double digits.
It's exact order. It's not just four quarterbacks.
Exactly. You got hitting Lance scoring in a horse race without boxing it. You were picking the first, second, and third, fourth horse. We did not box the super. We hit it right straight super. That's why supers play. How's their box
I need
stars
better than plus 650.
I need 12-1 before you even give me a glance.
What do you
Come
think, Lisi?
12-1. Lisi, I want more, too.
I like it. More. I don't know. What did he say? Monte Cristo's sports book? I'm not familiar with that
book. I like Monte Cristo's sports book. Nice. Good,
all right.
Good
I have no idea what the hell that is, but yeah, it sounds great. You know, sign me up. You know, I'm all for it. But, you know, 6.5-1, I think it's like 2. That obviously, the algorithms know, right? If it's only 6.5-1, there's more than a 50-50 shot. Most likely that, you know, with quarterbacks being an issue, that this could happen in the draft. We know the quarterback needs in terms of the NFL. There's significant drop-offs from the top 12 teams in the NFL to the bottom half. So teams are going to be jockeying for position. That's why I think this draft is going to be the most intriguing over the last decade.
Lisi, I'm just going to throw names at you. We'll get you out of here so you can prep for the show. Although you already look great, Lisi. I don't know. Why change a thing? Why change the thing? But at least he's going to – this is his – that's his B suit. Wait till he rolls. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, he needed a shower. I don't know. He looks pretty good to me. I don't think you need suds, Joe. You're fine. You're fine.
Over under, only 30 seconds. Over under, Justin Fields, 7.5.
Under.
Over under, Davis Mills, 68.5.
Over.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh, I'm under there.
Devontae Smith, tough one. We'll hit this on the other side, guys. Devontae Smith, over under 11.5.
I'm going to go over. I think he goes 13-15.
Thanks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. It's draft time decisions, as I feel like we're on the clock right now. We're ready to go. And I still have a couple of dollars left. Cam, actually, you know Cam's clicking. I got to be honest. I've had a one-track mind. I know the Dodgers are playing the Brewers tonight. I did take a look at the board a bit. I know it's a light night. Baseball was actually smart. Getaway day. A lot of day games.
Exactly.
I'll give them credit, actually, for knowing that, hey, it's the NFL draft, guys. Let's make sure we play everything in the afternoon. Right, so there's a couple of games only at night. I haven't really dug in, but I know you're a hardcore Ron Rubber. Any hockey for you before we get back to the NFL?
I have dug in hard, and last night I got smoked hard on the side. I'm not gonna lie, Gabe. When I did your show, by the way, our golfers are doing a great early start, but we'll get to that story later. Hockey tonight. I like a lot of the early action. I like Dave's Pittsburgh Penguins tonight against Washington. I think the Penguins are really under the radar right now, playing great hockey. And since the addition of Jeff Carter, these guys have been fantastic. It's a pick 'em price. People like Washington. I love the Islanders. They're a cold team, but remember when they got out of their coldness, Gabe? They did it against the New York Rangers. Just because teams are playing for the playoffs doesn't mean they're going to get there. Take a look last night. Oh, the Kings, they need to win. They lose to the Ducks. This stuff is happening on a regular basis. Just because you need to win doesn't mean you're going to. I'm going to take the New York Islanders a snap out of it against the Rangers and figure it out. The Devils tonight. The Devils have beaten the Philadelphia Flyers. They also blew a 2-goal lead late, lost in a shootout the last two games against them. Lions in net again for Philadelphia. I like the over 6, and I like the New Jersey Devils. Dog, Pens. I actually feel good about the hockey board tonight.
I like where you're going with that with the Islanders. I don't understand these numbers, Dave. Why are the Islanders underdogs, and why are your Pittsburgh Penguins? Why are your Pittsburgh Penguins road favorites in Washington? Who's out for the Capitals? What's up with that?
Ovechkin. Ovechkin's out.
Ovechkin's out? Okay.
Ovi.
I like
the... Simply Ovi. He's the only one out? That's big, but I'm just clarifying. So he's the one that's out. All right.
That is
this is the theme of the show that we do every day in Game Live, and we're doing it now on Game Time Decisions. I'm going to go with against what Cam's saying, at least with the Capitals and Penguins. I can't believe that the Penguins are road favorites. Out makes me like them more.
I know what, Dave? I have weird logic to this one. But the Islanders is a dog. Devils is a dog. I think we can all maybe agree there. You guys might not bet those games. But I love 100%. The way – take a look at the way that Pittsburgh's been playing in the addition of Carter. They've been really, really good. Washington, on the other hand, I think they're getting acclimated to a playoff style. I just think the Penguins are favored for a reason. They're not getting respect before the book. Tonight it's a little bit of a, you know, maybe 5 or 6 cent reaction game. But I like the Penguins. But I understand your guys' point of view totally.
I'm passing.
The other games, I was going to give you the bad first and say, like, all right, I like the Capitals, but I like the Islanders. I like the Devils as well. I love the over in that game. I can't believe it's not 6.5. If you can find 6.
I agree.
That one might be over or close to it by the end of the first period. The other game I'm looking at, fellas, forget about Toronto. That price is ridiculous.
Vancouver might win tonight.
They might. I mean, that's crazy. Plus a puck and a half there. But Calgary and Edmonton, guys, why is Edmonton such a short price? I know it's the battle of Alberta, but like, why is that only 125 or 130?
They've had some wars
against the Jets. As for the Flames, they actually beat them 5-0 the last time. Calgary's played Edmonton really tough, Dave. It's one team in the Battle of Alberta. Calgary's actually been good against them. I don't love the game. I'm probably going to pass, but I would take Calgary just for the situation, but it's a tough game.
All right. Okay. That's enough. That's enough hockey talk.
We're done for now.
You
that was That wasn't even as long as a 5-minute major. That's no, it.
That's it. Yesterday. I don't even mention the Leafs Canadians game today. We go in and, hey, Kim, shut up. No more hockey. Anyway, those are the games I like. I'm with Dave. Go Devils.
Yeah. I just want to do a quick check-in with the games. I didn't want to turn it into Hockey Night in Canada's pregame show on Saturday night.
At least I'm answering your questions on games that we're betting. I'm not telling you a recap of the league and who's raffing.
That's the best last night. Hey, Babano, how you doing? Well, the Jets and the Oilers. I said, dude, Oilers. Like, I didn't ask you for the NHL's recap.
It's the best. You just went into it. Oh, the Jets and Oilers. That's a real tight one there, Gabe.
I asked someone how they're doing, and he took it like how his bets were doing. He goes, well, you know, the Leafs. And then he started rattling off like every NHL game, and I wasn't in a good mood. So I just cut him off. I said, listen, I didn't ask you for the NHL recap. I asked you how you're doing. Like, simple as that. And then I told him, I said, I don't care how your picks did. All right? No one cares. I said, no one cares.
Nobody.
But it is true. And Cam, tonight it was like whatever. And Cam knows this. Even when we do well, I always move forward. Yeah. I'm from the school, Dave. I learned early in my radio career from very smart people. People were recapping stuff all the time. And an old host that was like bitter and angry came in and said, don't tell me what already happened. I already know what happened. Tell me what's going to happen.
Good point.
I already know the damn score. I don't need to tell you what the standing. I don't know. Just tell you what's going to happen. All right, so
we'll get back in hockey. We are going to tell you what's going to happen in hockey, hopefully.
Okay, Cam. So just, quickly right now, your best bets in the NHL, Cam, 7 o'clock game. Your best bets.
Best bets are the New Jersey Devils +110, New York Islanders +110, Pittsburgh Penguins -108, and I like the Devils over 6, and I like Carolina on the puck line in a revenge spot versus the Wings. I'm done talking hockey. Ron Rubber out.
Just for the record, too, I got a weird feeling after the Canucks just lost twice to the Senators, they're going to beat Toronto tonight.
They're going to win outright. It's going to be my super pooch of the night. Anyway, I'm not saying any more than if you bet the Leafs tonight, be very careful because Vancouver's beat them the last two, and people just assume they're going to win again. Maybe not so much.
Yeah, the NHL's whacked. All right. Let's get back to the draft.
Okay, Okay.
All right, let me throw out – I'll share what – let me throw my picks out here. If you guys want to tail them, fade them, play them, whatever you want to do. I played over 18.5 offensive players drafted. Over 18.5 offensive players drafted. I've got Trey Lance to be the third pick. We got it at a nice plus price yesterday, +270. So, we didn't get that +370, but we did get a +270. We also have Trey Lance to go top 5. So I've got Trey Lance top 5. Sewell under 6.5. Caleb Farley under 25.5. Although he actually went up. 25.5. I love this next one. Vera Tucker under 16.5. Vera Tucker under 16.5. I put 125 on that one. Patrick Surtain under 10.5. You're on that one, Cam. Patrick Surtain under 10.5.
That's got to be
Kyle Pitts. They're all winners, Dave. Kyle Pitts, under 5.5. Kyle Pitts, I don't like the attitude, Dave. What, that's a winner. Man. I'm rattling. They're all winners. They're all winners.
Dave doesn't know what to do in the first hour. We usually gracefully bring him in at 7 Eastern. Yeah. He's like, what the hell is going on here? 6 o'clock. Yeah.
things are a little rougher at 6, as you see.
Dave, when we get you in there, he's nicer. He's already buttered up. Now you're just, you see it right out of the gate.
That's it.
Hey, Cam, No more picks.
Go check your mail. Get back in the damn elevator.
I'm trapped for the rest of the night. So J.C. Horn under 12.5. J.C. Horn under 12.5. Kyle Pitts under 5.5. And that's about it. Oh, Jamar Chase under 6.5.
Over? You didn't bet anybody over, Gabe? Not one guy you think is going to go higher than the number?
No, but a lot of the there wasn't the option. You know what I mean? Like a lot of these plays, it was just But no, and the plays, there's too much juice. So look, like a good example is, like, let's see here, over under on the other side. Like, I'm looking for Mac Jones.
What do you
think? So look, like Mac Jones. Like, I don't think Mac Jones is going to be third overall, right? But if I don't think he's going to be third overall, you're better off taking Trey Lance or Justin Fields at big plus money than you are taking Mac Jones over 3.5 at 2-1. It's -198. You know what I mean? So, like, all, like, the overs are minus money, Dave. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no value on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, not with all of them, with the top guys. Like, I'm not laying -198 with Mac Jones. Yeah, but why would I bet over with Kyle Pitts if I don't think Kyle Pitts is not going, like, later than 5.5?
Oh, yeah. So
I don't care what the value is. I don't care what the value is. I don't think he's going to go. He's not lasted to 6.
Right. Well, as long as Atlanta doesn't trade. If Atlanta trades, what if Atlanta doesn't pick him 4th? Who picks him? Does Cincy automatically take him? You think they automatically take him if he's available?
Yeah. I think the craziest scenario somehow is Pitts falls to 6 to Miami, which they'll be drooling if that happens. And that's a nightmare as a Bills fan. Nightmare. But I don't think it happens. But let me ask you, Ken. I'll throw it to Ken. Let me just throw some players at you here, guys. Yeah. Like I said, I got a couple of bucks left, and I feel like we're going to empty the account. I want to see nothing but zeros when this draft starts.
I already been there.
Plus money at the end of the night. So I'll start with you, Cam, and then Dave. We'll go out rapid fire, player by player. Devontae Smith, over under 11.5.
Over.
I'm thinking over too, Dave. What do you think, Dave? Yeah?
Over. Yep. Over.
I agree. All right. Jamar Chase, it's overs -138.
It's not bad.
So Jamar Chase is 5.5, but under 5.5 is -340 right now. You want to roll the dice, Dave? Speaking of taking a shot, did Jamar Chase get to 6 at +260?
Bye bye.
Cam says no.
No, where is he going?
That's extra pay.
That's a lot.
That's craziness. No.
Why is he so juiced? Where is he going? Who's taking him? They're not taking him 1, 2, or 3. Is he the automatic 5th pick, Chase?
No.
Falcons or Bengals, right? There's no guarantee.
There could be value with this. I got Chase under 6.5 at minus money. Cam, there's value for this. Cincinnati are the only team in play before 5.5.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Atlanta's not taking Jamar Chase. No one's trading up to take Jamar Chase. Then Cincinnati has a dilemma between Sewell, maybe Pitts, because either way, let's say Atlanta takes Pitts. Then they're like, we can take Sewell or Chase. They might go Sewell. Let's say Atlanta, which I think is a distinct possibility, says we're taking Sewell. He's the best. This guy's a Hall of Famer. He's Anthony Mino. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, 12-year starter. We're taking this guy. Then suddenly Cincinnati could say, you know what? We can't pass up on Kyle Pitts. I'm glad you brought up the plus money, and we're going through the players here. But I actually think this is not a bad play, Dave, because to me, Jamar Chase can only go to Cincinnati. That's it. He's not going third. He's not going second. He's not going fourth. He either goes 5th or 6th.
I agree with you 100%. I would only bet that over and take that plus money because the narrative fits great. Yeah, he's going to go be Burrow's, wide receiver and all that other stuff. Forget it.
You think I should middle this? Shot. I've got him under 6.5 at like -175. And then I should come back now at over 5.5.
Especially if it's over 100.
I don't like doing this, but I have to do it. Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
We're always here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you don't have to mark your calendar or anything.
What do you got going on anyway? That's what we thought.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morenzi. We're throwing it down with Dave Sharapan, the raging redhead Cam Stewart. I think I heard Cam clicking I could hear him clicking during the commercial break there, getting some NHL bets in there, Cammy.
Just a few, Gabe. Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I have a couple different accounts, and last night's hockey, I had to do the old walk of shame today. I've been cashing out money for a while with golf, but I did the old walk of shame, loading up the account, and it's already at zero, friend. Lots of bets in Ron Robber's portfolio tonight.
Ready to rock and roll. All right, so we're going over-unders here. Over-unders of these players. We're talking about Devontae Smith. I think his size freaks people out a little bit, and I just wonder where he's going too. If you look at the top 10, not everyone's looking for wide receivers, and I think Waddle goes before he does. So I think Waddle goes before he does, and FanDuel actually has matchup bets now, Cam. Pretty cool. And they have this. Mm-hmm. Jalen Waddle versus Devontae Smith. Wow, Waddle, -270. Devontae Smith, +200. So Devontae Smith is 11.5. Waddle is 10.5, Dave. Yet Waddle is -270. Smith is +200. That's a pretty big discrepancy, isn't it? Between like 10.5 and 11.5. To me, like I said, so what about Waddle going in the top 10.5?
That makes a lot more sense, actually. But if you look at that matchup thing, that is just money moving that. And I think you're absolutely right to kind of say that Waddle's going to be drafted before him. And the betting market, it reflects that. So it's a lot of times in a book, like you move one, but you don't move the other because you haven't really taken bets on it. So the price should be reflected in kind of in conjunction, but maybe they didn't take as many bets on that other one. They did take a bet on the matchup.
All right, we'll get you, props to FanDuel. As Dave was talking about, each state is different. So we're talking about the state of New Jersey here at least. Props to them, Dave. Still up on the board right now, hour before draft.
Strong.
Yeah, still up on the board right now. And as you stated, you never know, right? It's always that, oh, they pulled it. Oh, it's gone.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
You found it.